Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Most blessed remembrance of St. Lucia to you. St. Lucy, she has become known, is said to be one of the earliest saints. As early as the 6th century, she was venerated as a virgin martyr who died on this day, the winter solstice of the Julian calendar. Her name means light, and she became known as the patron saint of the light of the body, the eyes. There's all sorts of different traditions about her, things ascribed to her. In Scandinavian countries, there's all sorts of special things that go on with her. But whatever she indeed was a martyr. She died for the sake of her confession. And on this day, we recognize that fact, that she and other Christian martyrs were faithful unto death. They did not reject Christ and his cross, but rather they took his cross as their own and laid down their lives because they believed in the truth of the victor, the true light of the world, Jesus Christ. So to you I say, martyrdom, is it for you? I pray that we might all be spared a violent death, but persecution is indeed in the news today. Real persecution is going on, and the warnings of Scripture are true just as they were in the days of the apostles. They warn that in the last days there will be mockers, there will be false teachers, there will be persecutors. The apostles said they would come. Here, St. Paul, understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Indeed, today there are many people like that, and there are many false teachers. There are many who deny Christ. And around the world, many Christians are being persecuted for their faith in Christ. Right now, there are 150-some Christian pastors in a jail, recently arrested with 270 people at a Bible study. One source says that since 33 AD, more than 70 million Christians have been martyred for the faith. It stated that this year 160,000 believers will die for the faith, and another 200 million will be persecuted, arrested, tortured, beaten, or jailed. Now, if that estimate is only half right, can you imagine 80,000 dead Christians persecuted in one way or another? But what did Jude say in the light of that and all that went on before? The light of false teaching, persecution, and martyrdom. Did he urge the believers to turn tail and run? Indeed not. To depart the faith simply to avoid trial would only lead to their eternal loss. Instead, he writes, "But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Spirit." Not too much concern is raised in the text on what to do with the false teachers and the persecutors. Jude urges them rather to guard their faith. "You heard the word, now take it to heart," he says. "Pray, be fed by the Spirit in word and sacrament." Paul similarly encouraged Timothy in the face of opposition. He said, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." While evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you've learned it. We're told to continue to hold on to the truth, to abide in God. Don't let the persecutors and the deceivers take you away from what you know to be true. Utilize the gifts that God has given. Rely upon them. And so you will be able to resist the temptation to run when faced with opposition. Jude urges his readers to abide in God's resources. He says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Our human resources are powerless. But the believer built up by God and the believer existing in the love of God, his grace and his mercy that is ours in Jesus Christ will survive. It is ours through the word and through the sacraments to live. Therefore, the believer longingly looks ahead, as Jude writes, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Immersed in God's gracious word, his sacraments, we're protected from the flaming darts of the evil one. Therefore, followers of Christ look not to themselves for their strength, but to him who is the source of it all. And then we look out not only for ourselves. There are some who have wandered who yet may be preserved from the wicked one, from the wicked of the world. As Jude writes, have mercy on those who doubt. As the little Lucies walk around with our halos of candles on this day, we graciously hold out the true light of Christ to those who wander and wander in the darkness. For God's people are compassionate, and as James says, mercy triumphs over judgment. We continue to proclaim the living, the returning Christ to the confused, to the doubting. And we continue in the face of opposition to be the instruments of God's grace. Indeed, proclaiming the sharp word of the law along with the life-giving truth of the good news that is in Christ Jesus. On the Saint Lucia Day and all days, we just don't light candles and eat tasty buns. We proclaim the true light that has come into the world, as John says. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, nor will it. Jesus, the light of the world, has come, and he will return. So we hang on. We hold on to what he has given us, that we may all gather and praise him as Jude did. For he can keep us from falling and from failing, even when things go from bad to worse. So as Jude said, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.